Welcome back to the Woman's Hustle, Thrills and Spills of Entrepreneurship. It is your girl, Coach K Woods, and thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate the feedback. I am just loving the vibe, the feedback, the inquiries that I'm getting with regards to being a guest on the Woman's Hustle. Y'all are so dope. I'm glad that you are definitely feeling the vibe, because I wanted to make sure that I brought something for us women, whether we are full-time entrepreneurs, part-time, thinking about it, this is for us. So thank you again for tuning in. I kind of wanted to talk about something today that I really don't feel like is talked about enough, right? I hear little bit discussions here and there, but I don't hear it talked about enough. And I really think a lot of people don't know exactly what this is when they're experiencing it. And it's imposter syndrome. Now, we go through imposter syndrome in just more than entrepreneurship, but today I'm going to talk about it in that context, right? Imposter syndrome is the persistent feeling of inadequacy despite evidence of you doing your thing, right? So I have seen and I have experienced this myself, imposter syndrome, where you could be doing something good and then all of a sudden you just feel like it's not enough, or you feel like that you're not doing it right, or, you know, something like that. As a woman, you know, we are already emotional creatures. So because we're emotional, the moment we feel like that we're not doing something right, or it's not adequate or something like that, hey, all those negative thoughts get the pounding in our head. And if you are an overthinker like me, it's sometimes multiplied times 10, okay? As I started upgrading mindsets, I did experience imposter syndrome a lot, especially within the first 2 years. And I tell my story because I'm completely transparent about it, but I was doubtful about a lot of things. Now, those that know my history know I have always been a supportive force for women, whether it was friends, family. I always was that person to encourage and uplift and say, you can do this, you know. But what I wasn't doing was doing that to myself just as hard. I was going hard for everybody else, but I wasn't going that hard for me. So I settled for a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? And I acknowledge it. I'm accountable for it. But I'm going to tell you this, I'm definitely not that person anymore. I've become very confident in what I do. I am very confident in my brand, in my business, in my podcast. But baby, it took me a while to get here. But just because I'm confident doesn't mean that I won't still have small little bouts here and there of imposter syndrome, where I feel like maybe I'm not doing enough. So we're going to dig into that a little bit more. But if you're listening to this podcast, then that means you are an entrepreneur of some sort, or you're thinking about becoming one. And as I described that, do you believe that you have experienced any type of imposter syndrome? So some of the common signs that imposter syndrome will give you is downplaying your achievements. I used to do that a lot in, like, again, my first 2 years. I would downplay it. Or just say it was the luck of the draw, or scared to promote myself. That is one of the key things that I know that we do as entrepreneurs, because we are scared to promote ourselves. We're scared to expose ourselves. And you know why? It's because our audience is our family and friends, and we don't want to feel like we're overwhelming them. But I'm going to tell you a quick tip right here, right now. If you have that thought in your head, then you are going to have to clean up your list and find your audience. Okay. That's another topic, but I wanted to make sure I threw that little tidbit in there. Okay. Some of the reasons why is because you are like, oh, I don't want to, you know, lose my friends, but hey, you're on an entrepreneurial journey, baby. You got to do what you got to do. So you're hindering the growth and you're hindering your own self-belief because you don't want to promote yourself. You don't want to expose yourself. You don't want to tell the world what it is that you do. And why not? You are an entrepreneur, right? You have a product to sell. You have a service to offer. Why are you not wanting to shout that from the rooftops every single doggone day, y'all? It's important, you know, downplaying your achievements. Here's the thing with that, right? I see people always talking about being humble and not bragging on yourself. I don't live by that rhetoric. And let me tell you why. If you have been following me for a while, then you have heard me say that I am not humble, because humble, as far as the definitive term, is you basically lowering yourself, lowering your standard, lowering, you know, trying to basically simplify your accomplishments. Now, everybody be like, oh, you know, it means different things for different people. And I'll give you that. But I don't identify as humble, because humble to me means that I'm not supposed to be proud and I'm not supposed to brag or talk about the things that I have accomplished. And I'm going to. I am very confident and very proud of how far I have come. So I'm going to talk about it. Okay. So I'm not humble, you know, and I'm not going to hinder myself, or I'm not going to downplay it. And I tell people on social media all the time, you don't like what I have to talk about, then unfollow me, because you're not my audience. And I'm okay with that. I'm going to continue to talk about what I talk about, what I do as a coach, personal transformation, entrepreneurial development. I'm going to talk about that because I'm trying to find my audience. I'm trying to reach my audience. I'm not going to not talk about it because somebody that might have been my friend for the past 6, 7 years on social media, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I'm not on there for that, right? So the root causes sometimes that I believe causes imposter syndrome could be societal expectations. You don't believe that you fit in. I know I don't fit in, because I say some things that people be like, now, why does girl say that? But it's facts, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. It could be gender norms. You know, as women, we sometimes are told that we shouldn't speak as much, or we're too loud and things like that. So with those type of things, you have to be mindful of that stuff. That can cause imposter syndrome, because you're basically belittling yourself because of the stereotypes that's contributing to that. Okay. So we talk about the pressure that we face to prove ourselves already in a male dominated field. So because we already know it's a male dominated field, we've got to get our mental together to make sure that we are mentally prepared to step into this male dominated field. If you don't know me by now, and if you haven't been following me for a long time, let me tell you, I am all about breaking the stigmas, breaking the cycles, having open, uncomfortable conversations about anything when it comes to personal growth and development, when it comes to entrepreneurial growth and development. I'm always going to have them conversations. That's why I have two podcasts, The Woman's Hustle, Thrills and Spills of Entrepreneurship, and Empowering Real Talk. Because those conversations on both platforms are completely necessary. So what I want to tell you is this: when it comes to imposter syndrome, you are going to have to work through the personal growth process as an entrepreneur. You are going to have to build your confidence as an entrepreneur. It sounds great when we're talking about it, but when it's time to put the pedal to the metal, when it's time to put the pen to the paper, we fall short. You have to build that confidence. People ask me why I'm a personal transformation and entrepreneurial development coach, and I'm about to tell you why. This is exactly why. Because a lot of times you have women who want to build a business, but still have so many things going on the personal side of things. They are stressed out about, you know, life situations, day-to-day life. They are stressed out about relationships. They are stressed out about family. You know, they have just so much going on. And I tell them, you cannot thrive as a business owner if you are still allowing and accepting havoc on a personal note. It just won't happen. Yeah, you might see little bits and pieces here, but you have to get the personal side in order, because doing that is going to give you the clarity to be able to make moves as an entrepreneur. Right. So let me give you some little quick strategies to talk about when it comes to building your self-confidence. Listen, acknowledge every achievement. I was so happy when I got my first client, and that was back in 2020. We were on lockdown, y'all, because of the pandemic. We were on lockdown, so all we had was social media. I acquired my first client in so on social media in a Facebook group. I was so happy and so proud of myself because I'm like, hey, this is my first client, baby. It's up. That's the confirmation that I needed. Okay. Another thing is to self-talk the hell out of yourself. And I mean positive self-talk because we will self-sabotage all day long. Affirmations, and I know we hear it. Affirmations will never get old. You will always affirm. You make your affirmations your own. You know, do I think that I am is great? I absolutely do. But get creative with your affirmations. Challenge those negative thoughts. Challenge that belief that you're not good enough. Listen, you was good enough to come up with the idea, right? So that means you're good enough to execute it. Okay. Journal. Y'all better start journaling y'all journey because I have a personal journal and I have a business journal. Because I have an overthinking and overactive mind, I need both. Okay. Encourage keeping a record of your accomplishments because let me give you a tip. As you grow, those accomplishments are going to be needed for your media kit. Okay. But that's another conversation. All right. Seek the support of other entrepreneurs. Seek the support of mentors, coaches, networks, anything. Hey, y'all. And y'all know I say this often. We love our family and friends. We really want them to be our biggest cheerleaders, and they can be. But you need somebody around you, like-minded, ha that has either experienced what you're going through or a support group that offers support for what you're going through. That is mandatory. I started my journey like, oh, I don't need a coach. Hey, within 6 months, baby, I had a coach. I'm not playing with that because I'm like, in order for me to grow, if I knew how to grow a business, I had to had a business by then. So I had to put the tools in place, and some of those tools require me to hire a coach for to help me narrow down my niche, to help me figure out like the end goal of how I was going to help, all of that. So you need to have people around you. If you are a product-based entrepreneur, you have products that you sell, you make stuff, things like that, then you need to surround yourself with people who do the same thing. You know, it's not a competition when it comes to you finding your tribe. All right. Mentorship and role models is critical. You cannot thrive without them. You need that positive impact. A role model is going to be probably your biggest support system on your entrepreneurial journey. It's going to help you boost your confidence. They're going to help you with accountability. You need that. You need that. You want to be around people that you can share your stories with and get that area of strength because you need that. I cannot stress that enough. You will need it. Okay. Hey, when we go through this imposter syndrome, we feel like we are failures. I have done it. I have felt that way. There have been many times where I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to update my resume and find me a job. I have been employed since I was 20 years old. And as I record this, I am 47 years old. So, yes, 2019, I had no desire to even be an entrepreneur. Didn't even want to do it, you know. But because I am now an entrepreneur, I'm going to continue to do what it is to help me continue to thrive as an entrepreneur. But I also understand that I have to keep an open mind. And another thing that I want to tell y'all too is you have to be true to you. I literally just had this conversation the other day about authenticity because there are a lot of people who are out here trying to do the exact same thing. But let me tell you this, If you are trying to do the exact same thing as somebody else, explain to me how you are going to set yourself aside. Like, how are you going to say, hey, I'm doing the exact same thing, but I want you to shop with me. Why am I shopping with you if you're doing the exact same thing as somebody else? You have to be authentic in what you serve, what you sell, what you promote. You know, embrace your authenticity. I am so unapologetic in my authenticity. I know I'm not for everybody, but you know what? When I really found that out and figured that out, hey, that's when the clientele started rolling in, because they want to work with somebody who is walking in their true authentic self. And I am very, very confident in my authenticity, but I'm also vulnerable, y'all. And that's something that I didn't used to be. I would hide my emotions. I wouldn't show anybody that I was upset, or no, I'm gonna take that back. I would only show that I was upset and I was angry. I wouldn't show crying. I wouldn't show any softness. I wouldn't show any of that. But stepping into my authentic self as a coach, as an entrepreneur, as a serial entrepreneur, hey, I am completely vulnerable. I don't have no problem sharing my story. So it's just important that you embrace the authenticity as well as your vulnerability. But also, y'all, you got to take care of yourself. Being an entrepreneur is hard work. Okay. You hear the whole, oh, I work for myself. Life is great. But the thing is, it's hard. It's harder than being in corporate America. I will not tell y'all that being an entrepreneur is easier than just getting up and going to work. It's not. It's harder, because you're building your brand. You're building your business, your organization, your legacy. How do you think that's going to be easy? It's not going to be easy. But one thing that you have to be mindful for is self. As I said earlier, you've got to make sure the personal side of things is intact so you can continue to thrive on the business side. If you feel like you're getting burnout, you better address it. You know, burnout also can be a key cause of imposter syndrome too, because you're now tired because you're going trying to go above and beyond and do what you think people want, but you're just following the trend of the imposter syndrome. And you've got to address that. And if you're getting stressed out, let me say this, y'all. I had to stop that. If you're getting stressed out about something that you say is your purpose, you may need to evaluate that. Because even though I can't tell you that I have not had stressful moments, even though I can't tell you that I haven't had moments where I'm like, you know what, is this really worth it for me? I had to really sit back and self-reflect. I don't have a problem with sitting back and self-reflecting on anything. When it comes to my well-being, when it comes to my mental well-being, I'm going to self-reflect. I'm going to make sure what I'm doing is holistically great for me. And that involves my self-care, taking time off for me, whatever it is that I need to do. And I have no problem with shutting things down. I could have meetings scheduled. If mentally I am not there, hey, unfortunately, I'm going to have to reschedule this. I'm going to have to postpone this. Now, I'm mindful of things, y'all. I'm not telling y'all that I'm going to pass up $1 million opportunity. But then I also look at it too, like, if that's the opportunity for me, it's going to come back around. But I'm not naive to the fact. Okay. Again, I'm almost 4 years into the game, so I'm not naive to the fact. But you have to make sure that your self-care and your well-being is on point, because it has to be on point for you to make adequate decisions. That imposter syndrome is going to kick in 10 times more if you are stressed out, you know, if you're frustrated, if you're experiencing burnout. It's going to kick in 10 times more, and you're really going to be like, man, forget this. I ain't doing nothing else. I'm done. You know, imposter syndrome can be so mean, y'all. I have talked to women where they have just shut down everything, and I'll see them and be like, hey, how are things going? And they're like, oh, you know, I stopped about 6 months ago. And I'm like, why? You know, I was just getting tired, and it was just, so you just gave up. Yeah. I mean, I seen a couple of other people doing, and your point is what? You seen them doing it. So what that mean? That means that you need to keep going, but you have to have a strategy, people. Listen, you have to have a strategy with any and everything that you do. Okay. The imposter syndrome is going to happen. It is way more common than people want to believe, right? But you still have to have a strategy. You can't wing it, you know, and that involves you getting a team together, whether it's a mentor, coach, consultant, you know, fellow entrepreneur, anything. You've got to get yourself somewhat of a team together, because although you can start this journey on your own, baby, I'm going to tell you this, you will not be able to continue the journey on your own. Entrepreneurship is not for everybody, but having additional streams of income is. And if you want to just keep things as a side hustle, that's fine. If you want to become a full-time entrepreneur, that's fine. But you really have to narrow things down and understand that you have the keys, whatever it is that you want to do. All right. So listen, as I sit here so confident in my journey and appreciative for all of the trials, the thrills and spills that I have gone through to get to this point, I'm not done. And I know that I will continue to possibly experience that imposter syndrome when I start branching out and doing new things. You know, I had a little imposter syndrome when I launched this second podcast, because it was like, I don't know, you know, you might not have a bandwidth to do too. You know, you might be, yeah, that's imposter syndrome, because I am what I talk about on this podcast. I am an entrepreneur. I have had thrills and spills, and I am a woman. So why did I not want to experience that? Why did I not want to share about that? You feel me? So I have overcome that imposter syndrome. But ladies, before I head out, I'm going to tell you this. Make sure that you are always aligned with your purpose. Your purpose is going to always help you prevail. Even on the days where you are doubting what it is, if your purpose is solidified, then baby, it's only up from there. All right. So I appreciate y'all so much for tuning in. Are you a woman entrepreneur or wanting to become an entrepreneur and have some thrills and spills that you want to share with my audience? Then baby, go ahead and reach out and send an inquiry. The podcast information will be listed in the podcast notes. And I would love to talk to you about becoming a guest on the Thrills and Spills of Entrepreneurship or the other podcast, which is Empowering Real Talk. I am seeking guests for both. All right. I appreciate y'all so much for tuning in again. Remember, you have the power to elevate yourself, your brand, and your legacy. It's all on you, boo. Let's keep empowering each other. Let's keep growing. And I'll holla back.